My guest at this time is Henry Olson of the American Enterprise Institute. He is spearheading a very ambitious effort to help educate Americans, particularly young Americans, but Americans of all ages, on what he sees as the values of capitalism. In fact, it's an 8-part series entitled Values in Capitalism, and he joins us now to talk about the tenets of this series and what he thinks is lacking in economic understanding right now. And Henry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What was the genesis of this? I see in some of your materials here that for young adults, they actually have a more favorable view of socialism than capitalism, so that suggests a pretty steep hill for you to climb here.
Well, I mean, what's happening is a lot of young Americans are getting fed daily propaganda by the liberal media, and particularly if they're going to college, by liberal professors. And what they hear is a lot of one-sided information about why the free enterprise system and capitalism are bad. Most of them kind of have a sense that maybe that's not true, but they don't really have the arguments to help them put together to help understand why their sense is correct. And that's what the series is supposed to do. It's supposed to give you arguments and reasons why capitalism is both the way to get wealthier and also a moral system in and of itself. And then it gives you ways to apply those insights to a host of public policy issues that kids need to figure out where they stand to be active citizens.
There are so many different aspects to this, from financial cycles to the morality of democratic capitalism. Another one is mere environmentalism. You talk about taxes, charity, social security, trade, abundant energy. So there's a lot of different aspects here. Where do you start, though? You obviously start with the boom and bust part of the series, but what are the fundamental concepts that young people and other people just aren't getting today that you have to inculcate before you can start talking about some of these other things?
Well, you have to understand that two things about capitalism. One is it's the way that we deal with each other to create wealth, and it's the only system that's consistently created wealth over time. Two, that it's the way that we deal with each other that's inherently moral. It's inherently moral for two reasons. One, because you get to earn, keep what you earn and earn what you keep. Other systems mean that you get what somebody gives you because of who you know or who you do favors for. Capitalism is fair because it means that you've got an even shot at earning something and you've got a shot at keeping something. And it's also fair and moral because you deal with each other as potential equals. If you're a business person, you need to convince somebody else to buy your product because that product or that service is something the other person wants. It's not a command. It's not an order. It's consensual. And in that way, you're trying to figure out, how can I best serve my brother? How can I best serve my sister?
We're talking with Henry Olson of the American Enterprise Institute. And Henry, there are so many different arguments and movements today that certainly are founded in concepts contrary to capitalism, whether it's Occupy Wall Street. A lot of people would argue that the president's call for the wealthy in particular to pay higher taxes would fall under that. And then, of course, the environmental and energy debates as well. So is there almost like a deprogramming effort in addition to educate on what you believe is the right path forward?
Well, yeah, we don't spend as much time debunking what the other side is saying as trying to persuade you what the facts are and trying to persuade you what you sense is true really is true. Once you understand what capitalism provides and what free enterprise provides and why it's inherently moral both for yourself and for your brother and sister, then it becomes much easier to see through the stuff that the other side is putting out and say, aha, this is where they're distorting things. Oh, but they're ignoring this. So we're taking a much less attacking and more building up.
Why do you think, given what you've already said about the morality of capitalism, why it's the most moral system, that the arguments for paths forward other than capitalism always seem to resonate most with people on the fairness front or what is just?
I think people resonate on the fairness front because some people are envious. They're envious of people who are successful, and that's something that's not as one of the seven deadly sins in the Middle Ages. That's something that needs to be fought. I think it's also something that people take a look and say, well, despite all of these opportunities, some people don't get ahead, or some people don't do very well. And they think that they can solve that problem by turning to giving them money from the government. In fact, what will solve that problem is helping and going down and working with your brother or your sister and trying to overcome the real obstacles why they can't get ahead, whether it's a genuine barrier or whether it's some ways that they're running their life that don't make them as productive or don't make them as able to organize their lives in a way that makes them happy and productive. So those are the sorts of things that we'll be talking about in the series and in our events on campuses that are meant to talk about these issues.
That last sentence just led me to our next question here. What is your general strategy for disseminating this, making sure that as many people of all generations as possible get this message that you've worked so hard to put together here?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is we have a website, valuesandcapitalism.com, that I suggest people take a look at. You can the series you've talked about is 8 small, easily digestible books, kind of more than a pamphlet, less than a book. You can buy any one of those or all 8 of those online at valuesandcapitalism.com. So that's something that you can do as an individual to check us out right now. You can give the books to your high schooler going off to college so that they can be prepared for the stuff their liberal professors are going to throw at them. Once somebody gets to college, we're going to have an extensive outreach program. We're going to have speakers on campus. We'll be working with professors to put these materials into the classroom and working with students to try and reinforce the message with people coming out and talking about them and then bringing some of them back to Washington at our expense to learn from AEI scholars about values, capitalism, and makes America tick.
When you look at the presidential campaign trail right now here in our last 60 seconds, I don't know if you're in a position to particularly compliment one candidate over the other, but how well in general do you think the Republican candidates are doing in articulating this? And is anyone in particular doing it better than anybody else?
I think Republican candidates need to do across the board a better job of talking about not just the material value, but the moral value of capitalism. That capitalism is the only system that enables you to move ahead based on your own ability, and it's the only system that forces you to treat somebody else as your equal and try and get them to work with you through their solving their problems rather than contribute to you by force, which is what most of the rest of the world has done throughout human history.
And finally, when it comes to President Obama, are there some areas where you think he has maintained a capitalistic approach? And on the flip side, what do you think are some of his policies that fly most in the face of capitalism?
Well, I mean, President Obama has made a centerpiece of his administration trying to persuade people not to pursue wealth. That he casts moral aspersions on people who do so, and he strongly suggests and sometimes actually comes out and talks about how government approval of economic arrangements is both necessary and just. And you can't undo a great country in 2.5 years or 3.5 years, but the president is systematically providing a moral attack on our free institutions, including capitalism, and that's just part of who he is.
Well, the series is called Values and Capitalism. You can find more at valuesandcapitalism.com. Henry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Henry Olson of the American Enterprise Institute. It's the 8-part series, as you mentioned, bigger than a pamphlet, smaller than a book, Values and Capitalism. And again, you can buy it all at valuesandcapitalism.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.